ending up over in Somalia and Afghanistan and killing people. So why would it be irrational to try to recruit informers? Don't we want to know about this? Don't the Muslims themselves want to know about people who are being recruited to be suicide bombers?
Well, so
they probably do, but right now they're spending a lot of their time just defending that they are actually American citizens. So it's gotten kind of cobbywalker. You know, there's a reality show coming out about Muslims. Have you seen that?
No.
Yes. Muslims living. Did you see that, Sean? Yeah, there's going to be a reality. Which station is that?
Isn't there a reality show about everything at this point?
Muslim Moments. No, that's not the name of it. But it's a show about the Muslim religion, how they live, what they worship, who they worship, and what they are. Just to give us some more insight.
Kind of
into
a Muslim Cosby show?
Yeah. I'm sure they'd love to dance, so I'm sure it's going to be
what
some fun stuff. Yeah, really.
I'll look for that.
So anyway, they cashed in on that as well. Natalie Wood, did you see that news? They're opening that
Robert
up again.
What is up with that? How could there be new evidence in that?
Well, the captain of the boat, I mean, they were partying, of course, that night. Former captain of the boat that Natalie Wood drowned. That was 1981. He alleged on the Today Show Friday, and I saw it, that her husband, actor Robert Wagner, was responsible for her death. Dennis Davern is his name, and he did write a book a couple years ago. But he's urging homicide investigators to look into Wood's death. They had been boating with Wagner and Brainstorm. Do you remember that show with Christopher Walken?
Yeah.
He's a weird guy.
He was on there.
Yeah, he was on there. He doesn't like to talk about
it. Yeah, they were at Santa Catalina Island off the coast of California.
Beautiful
That's
area.
Where she drowned. Yeah, they were out there. And the captain says, Dennis Davern says that he made some terrible decisions and mistakes. He did lie on a report several years ago. He added, why should we believe you now? No. He added, I make mistakes by not telling the honest truth in the police report. How? Yeah, Sean.
I was going to say on the screen there, I have the name of that show.
We moved so quickly past it. All-American Muslim Reality TV Show. That's
TLC,
what it's called. Yes. All-American Muslim is on TLC. Thank you, Sean,
Thank you very much.
That's the Muslim Reality Show. That's probably going to be very popular.
Does it say when it's going to air?
Oh, you would ask me that, wouldn't you? Does it say Sean? Sean, can you?
Okay.
Were you?
No, I'm looking. I'm looking.
What's the fast reading program? Do you know?
Right.
My eyes just go flip. Yeah. I see no
Evelyn
words.
Wood. Evelyn Wood.
There you go.
Yeah. Well, it's coming up anyway. Look on TLC. Okay. You'll find it. You'll find it all. Anyway, back to Natalie Wood.
Yes.
Okay. So here's what he said. Let me find the details here. He said that on the night of Wood's death in November 1981.
Why are you using that tone of voice?
Because this is dramatic.
She's taking us back.
Just check it.
Wood and Wagner. I could give you an accent if you want it.
Go for it.
Wood and Wagner got into a terrible argument. Now, this is the captain saying this is the recall of what happened that night. Now he recalls. Terrible argument was never reported to the original investigators, according to everybody. Actor Christopher Walken, Wood's Brainstorm co-star, went to sleep in his cabin after an angry Wagner smashed a wine bottle on a coffee table that sent everyone scattering. You know, you're having a good time. Everybody's having some wine. All of a sudden, somebody goes, and it all starts, and you go, "Whoo! I'm going to bed." So that's what Christopher Walken did. Okay. Then he says that Walken, he has not made any comments since then. No new details have emerged other than the statement on Friday about this whole thing. When mortified Wood went to her stateroom, Wagner followed her and the argument continued. Dennis made an attempt to stop it. This is the captain again. And was told to go away by Robert Wagner. Then minutes later, Natalie was missing. Dennis wanted to do something. He wanted to make phone calls, turn on the searchlight. His instincts told him that something was terribly wrong, and Robert Wagner asked him not to.
His instincts were... that's not an instinct. If the woman's on a boat and she's not on it anymore, then...
Did you also hear about the woman who claimed to have heard a woman screaming for help as well?
No.
Another witness, older woman now, of course, 30 years later. Oh, yeah, she's part of that, too.
The coroner's report at the time of her death indicated that she may have slipped, hit her head, and lost her balance and fell off the boat after several glasses of wine. The rest is just ghoulish nonsense, Wood's attorney said. But they're opening it again. They're saying that her death was not an accident.
Did you see this guy?
I did.
By any chance? Is he a slimy, slimy, sleazy looking guy?
Well, I don't know. He's different. I don't know.
Let's point out that he has a book out that he's trying to sell.
Well, why is he doing it now? Do you really think he's going to do that and bring Robert Wagner and Christopher Walken into a...
Because making these charges will sell his book. That's why he's doing it.
Bingo.
If he didn't have the book out, I might give him a little more credit for credibility.
Well, he says that he wrote the book 2 years ago to let people know of the truth, that he's been carrying around the secret and that he wrote it and nobody was reading it. So now he's taken another step.
No, nobody was reading it.
So I wasn't making any money.
Right.
Well, I couldn't buy me a new boat.
And really nothing he's saying contradicts the story that it was an accident.
And I love Robert Wagner.
I don't want to believe anything.
I don't either. And I love Natalie Wood. Is one of my favorite beautiful actresses of life. Absolutely. She was gorgeous.
Fight between a husband and wife is a long way from murder.
Yeah, especially with wine.
Especially
in the water.
Okay, so JP, you got your moment of common sense coming up?
I do.
What's it about?
It's hard to say.
Okay, find out when we come back right here on Broadview.
1270 The Buzz. The Buzz.
Tune in to the Car Buyer Advisor every Saturday at 10 a.m. Your first place to turn for everything automotive. Your money is your power, and we want you to start supporting only the highest quality businesses. We recognize what has been missing is a trusted source for this information, and you have one now. Each week, we introduce you to the finest local automotive businesses that we know of. This week, we'll be talking to Tom and Michelle O'Donnell with Preferred Auto Care, experts in Toyota, Honda, Subaru, and Lexus maintenance and repair. Tom Ranking from American Auto Air, specializing in automotive air conditioning installation and repairs, and now complete automotive repair. Future host of the Car Buyer Advisor San Diego, Ed Cates, dedicated to connecting you with the industry's finest automotive products, services, and advice. That's the Car Buyer Advisor every Saturday at 10 a.m. only on 1270 The Buzz.
Welcome back to Broadview, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now here's your host, Jay Davis.
Thank you for joining us today on this Saturday here in Northern Nevada. Nice and crisp out there. We've got JP's Common Sense coming up. First, I want to tell you one kind of a fun thing. I know Glenn Beck, they've kind of pulled him off some of the radio stations because he's actually doing Glenn Beck TV now.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, and he gets a little crazy with his religion.
He's got his own network.
He's got his own network now, online.
Are we going to do that someday, JPTV? You and me?
Maybe, yeah.
The Broadview Network?
Well, yeah, first I got to get a webcam for Christmas. You know, that's what we need first. Get a webcam in here, see what we look like. You know, we don't want to. Anyway, he surprised a woman's shelter. $55,000 he donated after funds were denied over Bible study from the feds.
Wow.
They didn't like that they were having all this. It's Lisa's Place and Hope Home. Two women's shelter in Colorado. They've lost federal funding because of mandatory Bible studies.
And the feds didn't want that, did they?
Glenn Beck decided to take action.
Good but give him. Prisoners the Quran.
Yeah.
It's cool.
The founder and executive.
Yeah, they do.
I know. Sorry.
Are you guys with me or what's going on here?
Gosh.
The founder and executive director of the faith-based shelter said that she can replace what she lost from the government with Glenn Beck's $55,000.
Yay, Glenn.
Capitalism, he said. I've made money. I've worked hard. I've done the things that put me in a situation to where I can make money. And then my wife and I decide what to do with that money. Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Okay, now, what I'm saying about this is let the private sector do this with all the federal government program.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Because when private people do it, it's charity. And
yes.
That's a good thing.
And they do it because they want to do it, and they don't tell them how to do what they need to do with it, or to stop reading the Bible or talking about God or whatever.
All right, Glenn.
You know, yeah, Glenn.
Bravo.
Yes, bravo. I love it.
I do too.
It's making a difference.
Yay.
It's making a difference, just like JP's.
Thank you for sharing that. Wow.
Yeah,
love it.
I was feeling all mushy here because JP always practically takes me to tears with his common sense.
Not today.
No?
No.
No, you're going to. Okay. Stir us up, JP.
Yesterday at work, I received an email from the government informing me that December 1st is World AIDS Day. Like me, you're probably excited about a chance to dedicate a whole day to thinking about an STD. The goals for World AIDS Day, acronym equal WAD or WAD, are fairly vague, but it looks like they want universal access to health care for AIDS patients. Kind of mysterious when you think about it, because Obamacare supposedly took care of that. Health care for AIDS patients sounds like a great idea, but emails like this come almost every day, so my sympathy is worn thin. We just finished National Breast Cancer Awareness Month, otherwise known as October, which had way too many men wearing pink clothing who didn't really belong in pink clothing. If I never see another NFL player in pink cleats, pink wristbands, or pink gloves, I'll be happy. October was also National Bullying Prevention Month, Eye Injury Prevention Month, and Home Eye Safety Month. If those last two sound redundant, I think that was done on purpose to make us think we had double vision. Personally, I put forth a halfway decent effort toward keeping myself aware of breasts during the month and ignored the other issues. One man can only do so much. October also had some important days, like World Mental Health Day on the 10th and something called National Latino AIDS Awareness Day on the 15th. Apparently, Latino AIDS patients couldn't wait until December 1st and celebrate with everyone else. They've got their own Independence Day, so by golly, they want their own AIDS Day. Out of curiosity, I checked the newspaper headlines for October 10th, World Mental Health Day, to see how things went. Muslims were killing Coptic Christians in Egypt. North Koreans were dancing around in colorful costumes to celebrate the 66th anniversary of communist slavery. Waist-high garbage was piling up in the streets of Greece because everybody was on strike. And the science journal Nature was deciding to publish a paper about Bigfoot. So much for mental health. This month has issues, too. First of all, it's American Diabetes Month, Diabetic Eye Disease Month, and Foot Health Issues Related to Diabetes Awareness Month. So the diabetics are on fire in November. It's also Prematurity Awareness Month, which many younger men celebrated last month in October. And way too many people keep forgetting that November is National Alzheimer's Disease Awareness Month. Where was I? Oh, yeah. Maybe the worst thing of all these doggone things is Gastroesophageal Reflux Disease Awareness Week, which falls during the week of Thanksgiving. I'm not doing it. I refuse to think about gastroesophageal reflux while I'm stuffing my Thanksgiving turkey. Tell you what, I'll put in an extra week of breast awareness to fulfill my citizenship duties. Once you get past World AIDS Day on the 1st, the rest of December is pretty short on official health awareness. We get a vacation. It's Safe Toys and Gifts Month, and the 4th through 10th is National Hand Washing Awareness Week, and that's it for December. World AIDS Day, Safe Toys, and Wash Your Hands. Sounds like a sign on the wall of a San Francisco bathhouse. I admit it, all these proclamations irritate me. We've got National Hispanic Heritage Month, Polish American Heritage Month, African American History Month, Women's History Month, National Feminine Improvement Month, Thai Heritage Month, Asian Pacific American Heritage Month, Older Americans Month, Gay and Lesbian Pride Month, and National American Indian Heritage Month. But no month for grouchy white middle-aged men who like women and don't have AIDS or diabetes or gastroesophageal reflux. Heck, they didn't even give me a day, let alone a month. What's the point of dividing everybody into subgroups anyway? We're all going to die from something, being mortals, and we all have family background that we're proud of, but we're all Americans. How about a national month to be aware of that? By the way, a little piece of trivia, Polish-American Heritage Month is October. Because if they use November or December, the Poles would have to take the shoes off. That's just common sense.
Wow.
You're killing me over here.
Ouch.
I forgot to mention, though, there's one you didn't add to December. That's J. Davis Living Well Fund.
It's so donate heavy,
right? I take donations all month long.
That's J. Davis and crew.
823-1920.
Do we have to wear pink cleats or anything?
Can they call in J823-1920?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. What do you
donations?
Got going on? Well, yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. But okay. I prefer PayPal. All I'll right. just give my PayPal.
What's that website?
Account.
What's
just
that website?
Give my PayPal account. Oh my gosh, where'd you get that from? Isn't that unbelievable? It is true.
Good grief.
And I'll tell you, as a disc jockey,
and I get these emails constantly.
Let me tell you.
Okay.
As
go
a
ahead.
Disc jockey, we have these services where you can get all the things going on for the month. Sean, you've seen those.
I bet you see them all.
I mean, there's booger picking day. To God. There's wear your cleat day. Yeah, they have them. I mean, it just goes on and on. It's just more awareness. More awareness, JP. It's all about awareness.
But
What month could be American?
You know
month?
How I felt.
That's
you know,
the 4th of July. Hello.
Right. Okay. There you go. Oh, we have one. Okay. Good.
I've experienced loss from breast cancer. I mean, not myself, but I know people. And what? It just bugs me all month. What about the men? What about our prostates? How come
you
there's not
that.
A prostate
November.
Month?
I told
November.
You to get on that, JP.
That's November.
We're going to have JP's prostate month coming soon.
Because nobody wants to talk about
neighborhood
the
near
guys
you.
And their prostates.
We don't have the balls to, okay?
Oh.
You're listening to Broadview. Thank you for being with us. We have another whole hour. Please stay with us. You're on KBZZ, Sparks Reno, and Americom Broadcasting Station.
CBS News. I'm Sam Litzinger. Mitt Romney and John Huntsman aren't attending, but the other major GOP presidential contenders are in Des Moines, Iowa, speaking at a forum on the role of religious faith in public life. Herman Cain.
As people of faith, we have not fought back. The way you fight back is not be afraid to express your faith in any setting rather than worrying about the political correctness police.
The event is hosted by a new evangelical group that's working to influence political campaigns. Because of deep political and philosophical differences, that debt reduction super committee is apparently no further along than when President Obama urged members to make a deal as he left on Air Force One for Asia more than a week ago. Republicans and Democrats trying to figure out how to save serious money, meaning steep cuts if no agreement is reached before Thanksgiving. Arizona Republican Senator John Kyle.
Congress has to reduce spending by $1.2 trillion, one way or another. It would be better if we could reach an agreement on how to do it, but if we don't, then there's the sequester that automatically occurs.
Mandatory cuts. In other words, he's not sounding optimistic the panel will produce a plan.
Even at this late date, you could take things that had been scored and put them together. I think that's pretty doubtful at this point.
But they are still talking. CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer tells us about a meeting between the President of the United States and the Premier of countries that sometimes don't see eye to eye.
The White House is often reluctant to comment on the tone or views of other world leaders, but an administration official says Chinese Premier Wen Jiabao was grouchy but then measured in his response to President Obama's statements on sources of tension between the two countries during an Asian leaders summit. Officials hope that means that China's ready for more talks. Among the issues, China's recent show of military strength in the South China Sea. Peter Mayer, CBS News, Bali, Indonesia.
Muammar Gaddafi has been captured by revolutionary fighters in Libya's southern desert just over a month after his father was killed. The capture of Saif al-Islam sparks celebrations. Al Jazeera English reporter Anita McNaught is in the town of Zintan, where Libyans caught him.
They want to see a trial of Saif al-Islam in Libya by Libyans, and that was the assurance that the Prime Minister gave. He said, my first concern will be that justice is seen to be done in Libya in accordance with the wishes of the Libyan people. Not, he said, the wishes of the people of Zintan or the wishes of the people anywhere else.
Saif al-Islam now faces the prospect of trial before an international or Libyan court. Fire investigators in Nevada say arcing power lines probably caused a wildfire that destroyed about 30 homes and damaged several others. Reno Fire Information Officer Mark Reagan says the 2,000-acre blaze percent contained.
We're able to get power restored to the area, and now we're working on the gas lines right now, and we should be able to get most of the residents back into their homes.
About 10,000 people were chased out of their homes. This is CBS News.
What's at the top of our holiday wish to cross stuff off?